All right, welcome back. Final segment of tonight's show. We thank Ted Jeffries for joining us, Bobby Call in studio helping us with the football side, and Frank is going to do, in the absence of our doctor, the injury report real quick.
So very quickly, sort of the key report here is Brandon Phelps was listed as questionable going into the game. He's been a good cornerback this year. After having played safety his whole career, he played for a while against Florida State, but then he was re-injured. I don't know if it was the same injury. It
looked like a hamstring.
That's a bad injury. Yikes. Also, we know that Miles Gooch and Eric Tetlow are both out for the season now following their surgeries. Tetlow played at Mills Godwin. Again, we commented earlier about Ryan Dahl, the left guard, has a medical issue, and Michael Mooney, a medical issue, and they both missed the game. They both would have started and played.
Well, hopefully, if they're sick, 2 weeks hence, they should be better.
I would think. Let's hope. I mean, great, Scott. We've got to have some players back to help on the offensive line. All right. The Olympic Sports Report, which is now sponsored by the Foss home team. Take it away, Chris.
All right. Thank you, Frank. Need to make one correction. I think the real LeClaire Ryan play of the game was deep run graduate third-year Todd Wharton's penalty kick in the 55th minute to lift Virginia over Virginia Tech on Friday. Men's soccer ended up losing to Notre Dame in the quarterfinals, though. Women's soccer advanced to the ACC final but lost to number 2 FSU. Women's golf, Lauren Diazzi, was named the ACC Golfer of the Month for October. Women's tennis, we already talked about. Julia Elbaba won the USTA National Indoor Championship on Sunday. And field hockey, upset by Wake Forest in the ACC semifinals.
You know, don't look now, boys, but it looks to me like a Duke-Florida State ACC Championship game again this year. That's a repeat of last year, right?
You bet.
And let's tip of the hat to Coach Cutliffe down at Duke. Duke sitting at 8-1 at the moment, and their remaining games are North Carolina, Wake Forest, and Virginia Tech.
They've won the close ones.
I mean, Duke could end up 11-1. That, you know, given Duke's football over the years, that's a pretty impressive turnaround.
Well,
got to beat the Hokies this weekend.
Pete Gillen, you say Duke is Duke. All right, let's talk brass tacks this weekend. Obviously, the Clemson at Georgia Tech game is a pretty darn good game. Clemson is 7-2. Georgia Tech is 8-2. Florida State, still undefeated at 9-0, 25 straight wins, is at Miami. I think this is the whole season in a nutshell. If Florida State beats Miami, I don't think that they can't really be stopped, I don't think.
Well, they still have to play Florida, which is...
But that's not... They're not in the ACC.
Well, I know that, but from Florida State's thinking big picture, they want to get in that four-team playoff.
Florida is not going to stay within two touchdowns of them, Jim.
I wouldn't go that far. Southeastern Conference team.
I'm not betting, but Florida is their coach is about to be fired. You got to know who's on the hot seat.
Did they lose this weekend?
It doesn't even matter. Their fans are so sick of them. That was 2 weeks ago.
You know, FSU and Duke playing in the championship game, it'll be interesting. Both are second-half teams. They finish well, and FSU could get themselves into a hole.
Well, the bottom line is Mississippi State, Florida State, Oregon, Alabama, TCU, Baylor, Arizona State, Ohio State, back from the dead, they're all the teams competing for those four spots.
Yeah.
And so right now you'd have to like Florida State's chances, and clearly, even though Mississippi State still has to play Mississippi, which is a huge grudge game, and they called it like the Egg Bowl or the Turnip Bowl or something like that.
Well, if Florida State and Mississippi State stay unbeaten, they're clearly in the four-team playoff.
Right. Well, that's obvious. Oregon, I'm not sure who they have remaining.
Well, if the way they're playing, they beat Utah. That was a big win for them over the weekend. If they win out, you have to believe they're going to be in two, and then you would think Alabama.
Alabama
right now
has one loss and still has to play Auburn at the end of the season.
Right.
Hard to say. Anyway, we know the next week or two is going to be very exciting in college football, and that's why we love sports, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let's remind folks, who do we have next week, Hobo?
George Galevich and Steve Garland, the wrestling coach as well as the men's soccer coach, will join us next week, and we'll also break down the first two basketball games. We'll have two basketball games under our belt by next Monday, the Hoos play at Madison Friday and a home opener on Sunday against Norfolk State.
All right, I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight. Bobby Call was terrific as always.
Hey, Chris thanks for having me.
And we've got Hobbo over there is happy. 30 seconds. Hobbo, any final remarks?
No, you know, I'm a Mike London fan, and I just hope the Hoos figure out a way to get it done in these last two games, because I think Coach London's a terrific guy. He's recruited well, and I think it would help the program to keep him as the head football coach.
And we'll be a lot happier if we beat Virginia Tech.
Sure. I think that makes all Wahoos happier thinking about that. All right. Go Wahoos. Have a good practice week. Get healthy so that they can get ready for Miami in 2 weeks.
Go Hoos. We'll talk to you next Monday at 6 p.m.
Go Hoos.